your victory, 91.5. The song's called Anchor 2. And that's not Fearless Bound, is it?
I think it's actually Fearless Band. They just
Fearless
don't
Band.
They don't put an A in the word. So.
Okay, because I, you know, there's no vowels.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
So it's, yeah, it's a Hebrew thing.
Yeah, it is. Good morning. It's Risenstein. Ray Haynes is in this morning, our general manager, teaching on Rosh Hashanah, which begins at sundown tonight, the Jewish New Year.
So we are in the year 5778 beginning tonight. So we're going to look at that 8 and kind of look at what it means. So we looked at 4 and 10 and 7 to kind of give you a heads up. So the number 8 means change.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. There's lots of other layers to it, but change is the biggest one. It's the start of a new order, regeneration, to protect, and separation. All right. Clearly, to me, America is in kind of a spiritual spotlight right now. As the fall feasts were approaching, we had that really spectacular solar eclipse on the day before the month of Elul began. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. I don't think I've ever actually gone out, had glasses, and looked at one before. So, and the whole of America did, that were in the path of it, too. So for our nation, that was the first coast-to-coast since World War I. It was the first total solar eclipse of its kind for the U.S. since 1776 when we became a nation. So it had a lot of relevance. It was enough prophetically to look at and go, well, what's happening here? So for me, every day after day after day, the sun rises in the east, sets in the west, right? But due to the time zones, we watched the eclipse first out in Oregon. Mm-hmm. As it traveled across the U.S. and ended in South Carolina. So as a nation, we watched it west to east, which is a little odd. We probably didn't even notice we were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It was in opposite direction. So, and of course, the moon was in front of the sun. That's a little different. We had to buy special glasses to see it. We've had a number of hurricanes devastate the southeast, wildfires in the west, these terrible earthquakes down in Mexico. So the one thing I think it's safe to say when it's talking about change is it's definitely not going to be business as usual this year. And God definitely has a special focus on what's going on in America. My best guess here is, like he did for Joshua, I think the eclipse had spoke of, God is going to make his people great in the eyes of people so that his will can be done. His word, message, and love can go forth mightily.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a significant change. You know, we're a scourge still in America. We're, you know, that's being a Christian, sometimes morality, any of those things, kind of a bad name. So things that I think are going to have significant changes. Number one, and I'm kind of excited, would be fake news. I think you're going to begin, people are going to begin to see it as more obvious, even to those with an agenda. Anything that was a fake thing or not a real change. So one of the real change, in other words, will come in instead of fake change. So one of the big ones this last year has been the whole transgender movement. That's not a real change. You can't say, okay, I'm actually a girl, or I'm a dog, or I'm a cat. You can't do that. You are what you are because God made you who you are, right? So the transgender arguments will take a back seat and fall out of favor. That's one of the things you'll see. You'll definitely still see war, especially the verbal war, because there's 2 7s there, 5 7 7 8. But change, by far, will dominate. The kingdom will triumph. I think it's going to be a very interesting year. Now, obviously, no one can give a proof that America can be saved. We have come a long way and fallen a long way. We were founded as a republic, but I think if you took a survey of 100 people, you have 99 would say that we're a democracy. And we're not. We're a republic. Mm-hmm. And the difference is pretty substantial. A republic is based on laws, a set of laws, just like Rome was. A democracy is the majority makes the decision. So there's a huge difference between a republic and a democracy. And the same thing that happened to Rome has been happening to America. Our law system is breaking down. The Supreme Court and the laws have passed all kind of crazy things, and which happened in Rome. And then your favor begins to shift to the majority, and then anybody can say what's right. So you don't need God's law. You don't need law. And that's kind of where we are in America. So there's several things that have happened that give you hope for America. One of them, now apart from our president, obviously, whose name is Trump, the card in a card game that means victory, and quite a few of them are called the Trump card. It's been around forever, mm-hmm. right? Because it's the word Trump simply means victory. So I would say on the very basis there, you have God set bringing that he's working on bringing victory. He's working on doing that. And obviously, when we look at these things, we always look at Israel as well. And since we're looking, the light's kind of on America, how is America and Israel right now? Mm-hmm. Obviously in a much better state.
Right.
But we just put our first military base with troops in Israel. First one in history. We've talked about moving the embassy to Jerusalem. We'll see mm-hmm. what happens. But my guess was, I think it's safe to say that this year some very substantial things are going to come. Now, coming up, two different conversations, change, good or bad, and the wall. That's been the biggest conversation for a year. How does that fit into the number eight, the HET, the 5778? Where does that fit in? And it actually has a lot of relevance. Hmm. So we'll talk about that too.
It's coming up on Rise and Stein. Good morning. It's Ray Haynes teaching on Rosh Hashanah 2017, which begins at sundown tonight.